If approved, the bond will fund construction of 3 new elementary schools and 1 new middle school. The 6-year plan on the Rapid City Area Schools website also shows $12 million for pathways upgrades, safety and security upgrades, and deferred maintenance needs. But opponents like Tanchi Weaver say those are vague promises. On SDPB's In the Moment program, she says voters should have more specifics before approving a tax increase to foot the bill.
We believe that if you're going to spend this kind of money over this long a term, 25 years is a generational debt, then you should at least know the limitations of that spending.
Weaver adds the website with information about the bond election is run by the school district and only surfaced last fall. But supporters say they've worked through the process of developing a bond election for years, including a task force and other community feedback meetings. Mike Ressler is president of the school board. He says information on the bond process has been available all along.
You know, we can't coerce people to look in on all that we do, but our meetings are open meetings, our records are public records, and so just by the fact that people haven't asked me a lot of questions makes me think that there's not been a lot of interest in it until kind of the negative campaigns have kicked up the question.
And though approving the bond means an increase in property taxes, Tom Johnson of Elevate Rapid City says the trade-offs impact everyone.
If we can't get the kind of doctors that you need, the specialists that we need in Rapid City, we're going to have a hard time attracting talent. And I think seniors are going to actually have to drive to some of these more prosperous communities and get health care if we don't have these specialists.
Johnson says quality of life, including good school facilities, is key to recruiting businesses to the area. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.